And this is April 3rd, 2023, public hearing and regular monthly meeting.
We have called the meeting to order at 5:15. So Mayor and Council met from 5:18 to 5:50 in closed session for legal advice. Notices were made. And next we have on the docket the public hearings for the resolutions that were duly advertised on March 12, 2023. We ask that you speak to the specific resolution that is presented. You can stand over there by the microphone. The meeting is being recorded, so you'll be able to speak on each resolution as we cover them, and then we'll move on to the next resolution. And then regular public comment for non-resolutions will be after we do the Pledge of Allegiance. So first we have public hearing on Resolution 2023-01, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 1 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year and establish a 4-year term for the mayor and council. If you would like to speak, step up to the microphone, state your name and your address.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sharon Lewis, 3477 Holland Drive, here in Fettlesburg, of course. Thank you again for having these hearings this evening. So regarding this particular resolution, I just want to say overall, and I will state this again for the other two, is that I feel they are, and I understand that they correspond with the respective articles that were previously given, but there are separate matters in each resolution that are being addressed that just seems a bit, you know, omnibus and weighty, if so to speak. And so if at all possible, if they could be broken up as we're addressing several issues with each of the resolutions. And I just also want to caution the council on actually going through with the action, not caution, but it just seems going through with the action tonight without hearing, maybe individuals couldn't get y'all from work, or maybe others would want to be heard. So maybe giving it another week or so, maybe individuals could write in if they had any concerns about these resolutions. I just wanted to offer that instead of going through with any actions after these public comments have been heard. And so just for the record also, I do not agree with the part of the resolution stating decreasing the residency from 3 to 1 year. I think that it should remain at 3 years, but also I am in agreement with the part of the resolution, again, two different issues here, that the 4-year term for the mayor and council. Thank you.
Thank you. And just for the record, since they were duly advertised on 312, people could have submitted items in writing for this public hearing.
Was that stated when they
were
in the notice? Thank you.
Hi. Brian Guido, 317 Reliance Avenue. My concern would be regarding the 4-year term. Based on my experience with maybe not just with the town of Fettlesburg, but with some other towns in the area, I have concern with the term. The population was not too happy. They wanted to see a change. 4 years is a long time to wait for that change. I believe while a two-year term might be a little short, I also think another concern is that some people might be turned off from running if they knew they had to make a four-year commitment. So my personal opinion would be that if the town was wishing to align the terms with the general elections, I would prefer to see a two-year term. But I am very much against a four-year term, and anybody who would vote for that, I would remember it.
James Thomas, 319 South University Avenue, Fettlesburg, Maryland. Okay, you guys are already 4 year, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing we're talking about is the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's what it comes down to, not mayor and council. The council's already 4 years. It's they're on opposite years. Every 2 years, two of them are elected. This year they're coming up for two to be elected, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just for everybody to hear. This is just about the mayor. And I'm in agreement with him. The mayor has been 2 year term for 50 years, 60 years. And I don't know why we want to change it now. You know, if you get a good mayor, they're not going to worry about getting reelected again anyway. Am I right or wrong? Mm-hmm. So, but don't say the mayor ain't canceled for 4 years. They're already 4 years. This is for mayor only.
Howdy, y'all. Chris McClement, McClement. I live at 734 Academy Avenue. A big no on changing any of this stuff. I'm a little new to all this. I'm a longtime resident. Big negative. I like to keep the mayor 2 years. You're always good to have fresh blood, you know, squeeze out the old, bring in the new. And as far as how long you gotta be here, I mean, Fellsburg has got a unique little dichotomy going on. And it takes a little while getting to know people and how things work and, you know, what's really going on. So, yeah, just keep everything copacetic. Or like the first lady there is talking about, give it a week or two before you go any actionable, you know, whatever you can squeeze in there. And that be it.
Thank you. Anyone else for the public hearing for resolution 2023? Okay, I'll take a motion to close the public hearing for resolution 2023-01.
Make a motion we close the public hearing for resolution 2023-01.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have the public hearing for resolution 2023-04, resolution of the mayor and council of Fettlesburg amending Article 2 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to change the date of the 2027 election from September 2027 to November 2028, and the 2029 election from September to 2029 election from September to November 2030. Extending the terms of the council members elected in 2023 and 2025 from 4 years to 5 years and establish legislative districts and extend the term of mayor from 2 years to 4 years. If you'd like to speak on 2023-04, please step up. You have 3 minutes and state your name and your residence.
Good evening, everyone. I am Willie Woods, president for the Caroline County NAACP. Regarding the resolution just mentioned and a couple others as well, I just want to bring to your attention that it's our understanding that there is currently some engagement in terms of some discussions regarding the election system that is, I'll just say settlement discussions. We would prefer not to get involved in any particular discussions at this time, would allow for whatever other discussions or whatever processes are in. We favor letting that process move forward and whatever emerges out of that, so that we don't end up having conflicting views that might be shared.
Thank you.
Good evening again, Sharon Lewis, 3477 Holland Drive. Regarding this, I just wanted to note from the document that I printed, this is noted as 2023-04. I don't know if that's a typo there, but I hope we're all on the same page here. But I believe it is 02, is that correct?
No, it's 04.
Okay, thank you. So again, several issues that we're addressing here with this resolution, and again, I do understand that they relate to the previous article. Article number two. I'm not in favor of the current, with all due respect, I'm not in favor of holding on to the current council members until the dates listed here. However, I am in favor of the legislative jurisdictions, and then also again of extending the mayor from 2 to 4 years. And also, I think it would be, I understand that the wording of resolutions and articles has to be in such a way, but I think it would be helpful to use odd and even years possibly instead of the actual years. I know that we have to put things in process so that when others look back, we know exactly what happened during those years. And just for a clarification purpose, I know you're not obligated to respond, but in the resolution, the third paragraph down, it says that mayor and council has spent the last 6 months. Is it possible for someone to state when those 6 months began? Was it October? Was it last July? And that's my final statement. Thank you.
And just to clarify, there might be some misunderstanding because there was a previous resolution which was, let me make sure I have the number correct, it was 02, and that was going to extend the terms of the existing to align with next year's general election, but this one does not extend the term, so you would still have the election this September. It would be a 5-year term to then align it with the November election 5 years from now. So it would be an all new. Not an all-new council for the two council people and the mayor that are up for election.
Okay, next we have public hearing on, I'm sorry, is there anybody else for the public hearing on resolution 2023-04? Okay, and I have a motion to close the public hearing for 2023-04.
I make a motion to close the public hearing on resolution 2023-04.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have the public hearing on resolution 2023-05, resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 3 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year and to change. And to change the first meeting of the mayor and council from October to December following election. Okay, if you have any comments on that, please step up.
Sharon Lewis, 3477 Holland Drive. I guess my question here, and again, I know you're not obligated to respond, but what is the rationale behind decreasing the number of years for a candidate's residency from 3 to 1. That's my concern there, and I'll just share what my concern is behind that. Is because someone coming in who has not resided here, I think the gentleman stated previously, they're not aware of the nuances here, they're not aware of the population. you know, they may not be aware of the Choptank River and issues that are going on with here. Anyone can open a book and read, you know, what's going on in the town, but to actually live here and to know where Laurel Grove is, where is Federal Manor, to know, you know, about Hay Day and Frog Fest and whatever else we do here, it takes a little bit of time. So that's my concern with that, just someone coming in with just a year and then they're able to acquire being the mayor or a town council person, not in agreement with that. Thank you.
Brian Guido, 317 Reliance Avenue. I would have an issue with the shortened term concern I would have. I look towards a town like Bridgeville, where they had tremendous growth, and there's a lot of conflict right now between Old Bridgeville and New Bridgeville. While it doesn't look like something like that's on our horizon, this this new term would be in force for until it was changed. And so we can't really look forward and see what might be changing in the future. So we could very well have a situation where there's a large new development somewhere in the town limits, and somebody with a whole different agenda from what the what Old Fettlesburg wants might step in. I just have concerns with that. I think a person should be a resident for at least 2 or 3 years before they can be elected.
Anyone else for public comment for resolution?
Yeah, I'll reiterate. Again, my name's Chris. I live at up there by the circle. Look, I'm new to all this. I don't know any of you all personally, but I've lived here a long time. My family, the Americans, used to run the feed store that's all in the shambles. Many years ago, it was the hub. Matter of fact, the American Corner, what you call it now, used to be called Americans Corner, just like this town used to be called Northwest Fork. And I'll tell you, I'm not the most political savvy dude, but it's going to pure dog shit here. I've already got signage up by my water meter. I don't want that smart meter in my yard. I know that they're made in Johannesburg, South Africa. Everything's being outsourced. And given the political climate of what is really going on, like your little eagles there on top of your standards, I'd say a big slowdown is required for everyone involved. Why would anyone complain about having a infrastructure that is easily compromised from someone we don't even know overseas at the touch of a button because your smart water system, I mean, there's potholes here. You got, what are they, like, I looked it up, Badger Meter Company, they're like $3,600 a pop per house. And I live right outside of town limits. I've had to fight with this town just to get, be able to tap a well on my property because I'm not on the town sewer. I don't get the term pickup. I'm outside of town, but I'm the last one on the row and been there 4.5 years. I've had to change my faucets twice because the amount of calcium deposits and just the hardness of the water. And I want to come down, all I got was, it's the ordinance. You can't tap your well. What's the ordinance? And then I think, I'm trying to remember her name. I went to high school with her, but name slips me at the moment. Anyway, she told me, just handed me this piece of paper with this address on it. I look it up, and it takes me to someplace in Israel. Why does Israel have a say in Podunk Mayberry? Or where we can tap water or not, you know what I mean? I don't know about what the nasty water's in there. I'm just tired of replacing my faucets, you know? There's a lot of untoward things going on. And myself, I'm trying to run for mayor. I'm almost 50, but I can read. I can do basic, grade school arithmetic. It don't seem that hard. But the heart of what's going on is being completely overlooked and going just right to the ego of things. All right, you get that in there? Mazel tov, or what's his name? Mayorkas, yeah, that's the one. All right, folks, have a good night. I got work to do. Like the shirt says, it ain't false advertising.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else on resolution 2023-05? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to close the public hearing on 2023-05.
Make a motion to close the public hearing on resolution 2023-05.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So thank you for hearing our hearts. Thank you for our elected officials, mayor and town council, department heads. Your word tells us if we lack wisdom, we should ask you, because you are sovereign God and the author of life and wisdom. So we ask you for that kind of wisdom that will keep our zip code healthy, that will help move our community from poverty to prosperity in many ways. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us tonight to remain sensitive to one another's feelings in this meeting, and any of the agenda line items would not be driven by selfishness or insensitivity. We ask that you would give us a spirit of unity as once again we bond together as neighbors. All walks of life, different addresses, needing you to bind us together in cords of love that will not, cannot be broken. We ask his blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, next we have approval of the minutes. Everyone received the minutes.
Okay, small question. On page 2 of the minutes, the charter election amendments, I believe under Council Member Phillips, the paragraph that starts with that, it should read resolution number 2023-05.
We have public comment. You can, if you're here for anything other than the public hearing, you can please step up for the microphone and state your name and your comment.
You know, there's an article in the paper that the mayor and the people, you know, I read it, and you said that we're going to get a sticker shot when they get the new meter read. Well, I'm already getting that sticker shot for the last 3 years. My water bill's been $800 every 3 months. So, you know, I already got the sticker shot, and I don't know why it's there. But I've been told it's because some people can't afford to pay the water bill, and the people that can afford to pay the water bill are the ones that's getting punished for this. When are they gonna read the meters for this time?
So, the new meter that you will get in, I know you've had issues with your other meter, but you'll be getting them in a brand new remote read meter. All of the meters that are going in are brand new. So, your water bill starts out at $187 in the hole because of debt service on the water and sewer,
and for trash, right? So out of the gate, you pay $187. Everybody in town does. Everybody pays their water bill.
I know.
So
what I'm saying is, in 2013, we would put a tax on our water bill, on our sewer. And it's not showing on my bill that we're on tax for $86 every 3 months. And when you add something like that to somebody's water bill, and I'm working at the State House right now, it's a tax.
So there's a flush tax.
No, it's not a flush tax. This is a tax that the town council at that time forgot to pay their part of the repairs to the sewer on the grant. They're 25%, and they got punished by paying 100% of it. I think it was something like $4 million or $3 million. And the bill was called, you were on the council then. The bill was called 1317 is what the bill was called.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, okay, look it up, 1317. It's $86 on everybody's water bill every 3 months. Because the town council and the mayor at that time didn't pay their part of the grant. And we're paying $80, but it's a tax, is what it is. I was told it's a tax on our water bill to pay that bill off. And it doesn't show on my bill now. And when the tax is put on your bill, it's got to show on your bill that you're paying. I do know that. Bill's called 23, it's called 1317. Scott, I think you were here too.
No. What year did it start?
13.
2013?
2013. I hope it was 1913.
I wasn't on the council in 2013, and personally, I don't ever remember seeing an $86 tax listed on my water bill.
Okay.
I do not remember. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm telling you I don't remember it, Mr.
You're not paying $800 every 3 months water bill either.
So, Christy, can you see if you can find anything on that just so we can look into it? Thank you. I know because the copy of the bill, the bay restoration fee is on there, but we'll see if there's any other information on that one. Thank you.
What are the meters going to be read now?
When will they be read?
My meter hasn't been read yet.
It probably has it been swapped out yet?
No.
Okay. Then, so we're in the process of, do you know when they'll read next? Are they reading before they swap over?
As they're swapping them out, the old ones are being read.
Okay.
And we're going to put them all in at once. They should be done in the next few weeks.
Okay. So
that means mine could be run for 4 months before it gets swapped out?
No, they'll be, we're hoping they're done by within the next 2 or 3 weeks to have all the meters installed. Yeah. And then that will go in the automatic read. Is there anyone else for public comment?
Just in general.
Just a couple of public works things I've noticed around town. The when the new light was put in at the welcome sign at Reliance Avenue, and for one thing, that when they put the new LED light in, it really puts a bad glare both down Reliance Avenue and down the highway. I was looking at it the other day. I don't think it would be too difficult to fashion some sort of shields on the side of the light. I'd do it myself if I had a piece of scrap metal. It's even got places where you could put a bolt into it. But I always notice it. The other thing is that it doesn't go off during the day. It stays on 24/7, which kind of negates the cost saving of the LED. There's also an LED light that was put in the pavilion at Chambers Park, and it's staying on all the time as well. So.
In the Octagon Pavilion,
right.
That one is supposed to be on an eye. Maybe just the sensor needs to be cleaned.
Could be.
We can have them check on that sensor.
Yeah, I suspect both of them, because they're both on a sensor, and I suspect it's just a sensor issue. And the other thing I've been curious about for a while, and I thought I'd bring it up now, the along the Marshfield Trail between the bypass bridge and VFW. Does the town maintain that whole stretch?
I'm sorry, which section?
Between the bypass bridge and VFW ramp.
Yes,
along
the river.
I've just been kind of curious about, I noticed when they trim along the edges, It's, without being an expert, my thought is that some of what they're cutting might be best left. It would seem like some of the trees and some of the wild growth that comes up would serve well to preserve the shoreline and also be good for the wildlife habitat. I'd kind of inquired about this a little bit once before and said, well, maybe they're cutting it for the benefit of fishermen, but most of those stretches I've never, even when it's cleared, I've never seen anybody fish in those sections. But it's beautiful. I mean, you go down there in late summer, especially when it's all come up, a lot of native trees are popping up, but then they go through with a bush hog and they chop it all down. And they've been through there just recently and chopped everything down. And they've gone along the edge where there's some nice native mulberry trees and different varieties of trees, and they've just taken a flail mower and chopped them all up. So I don't like it. Whether it's good practice or not, I don't know, but it's a concern I've had.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's where, like when it last summer, that we got complaints of people walking down the nature trail, couldn't see the river. So.
And I guess I would look at it, but I'd rather not see the river and have the river preserved.
My name is Roberta Butler. I live at 317 Brooklyn Avenue. And I wanted to know about these water meters y'all supposed to be putting up back Brooklyn. How y'all gonna do that? And just like that gentleman said right here, my water bill is $400-something every 3 months. And you talking about in this newspaper that y'all still gonna go up higher on our water bill and trash bill? So explain myself to y'all, to me, and these people right here, how are we $5 million in debt? I would like to know.
So we're $5 million in debt based off of other loans and obligations that have been taken out by previous councils. A good chunk of that was to pave roads and was for the water meter, for us to fix the wastewater treatment plant to put it into compliance so that it was more efficient. So on your bill, there's $187 already that pays for the water and sewer upgrades at the wastewater treatment plant and the tax for your trash collection. And there's a bay restoration fee in the copy of the bill. So in 2027 and 2028, two of the loans that we have outstanding on the water and sewer plant come off. So that will decrease your bill. The remaining ones, there's a schedule of when all the debt comes off, and that is available online, and we've been publishing that so that everybody is aware of when that debt starts to fall off so that the water bills will be more comparable. The water bill that you currently see, it will be more accurate. We have a remote read, and what we are going to start putting into play is if you do have a leak, right, there's a report that you can run if the meter does not ever reset itself, meaning it ever goes back to zero. That means there is probably something running in your house that is causing your bill to run up. Right, so we will be able to notify a resident to say your meter has never reset itself, whether it's a leak in the line, whether it's a leak, you have a toilet running, maybe that you don't generally use. There would be something in your house that could be utilizing that water. So we will know that real time, as opposed to at the end of 3 months when you get your water bill and you don't know that you had a leak or something that was running or somebody left something open or a faucet or a leak somewhere. So we will be implementing those. It also frees up Public Works because it automatically checks in, I think, Town Manager, what is it,
four times an hour.
Four times an hour, your meters will check in. And you will have an app on your phone that you can regulate. You can see your water, right? So if you check it today and you've used X amount of gallons, you can check it on Wednesday to then see that you've used X amount of gallons over a 2-day period. There'll be an online customer portal, and you'll be able to check it on your phone.
The other thing, too, I just want to say, we are not raising rates. The rates are not going up. The reason why it has been quoted by us is your bill may be higher, or because the new meters are going to be more efficient. They're going to catch more of the water you're actually using. Most of the meters right now are 15 years old on something that has a 10-year lifespan. So they're not catching all the water that's going by that meter. And they're telling us it's going to be about 10% change in what it reads. Isn't that right, 10%?
I think that's what they said.
I think that's what
they said. Yeah, ballpark, yeah.
I got one other comment, too. I'll bring up that.
The new dance studio we have downtown on Railroad Avenue, right? I'm going to tell you right now, when somebody gets killed there, I'm going to come and sue this town. Because that is, they park on both sides of that road. You can't get down it.
I know. I've had a conversation with Chief and about marking one of the sides of the street to have parking only on one side.
Only if they park on that side, it's still dangerous.
Well, they can park on one side, but yes, we're looking into it. We've had several complaints.
Well,
so
I almost hit somebody the other night while I'm saying that. She stepped right out in front of me, and their cars were parked on both sides, and you just got room enough to get down between them.
Yes. We've had several comments, and I experienced it myself. So we did mention to Chief, and we're looking at that area to see what we can do as far as parking for them, and to make sure that people stay safe. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Next, we have action on resolution 2023-01. Is there any more discussion? Right, so this is 2023-01, the resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 1 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year and to establish a 4-year term for the Mayor and Council.
I make a motion we approve resolution 2023-01.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have 2023-04, resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 2 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to change the date of the 2027 election from September 2027 to November 2028, and the 2029 election from September to November 2030, extending the terms of the Mayor and Council's elected in 2023 and 2025 from 4 years to 5 years, and to establish legislative districts and extend the term of the mayor from 2 years to 4 years. Any discussion?
I make a motion we approve resolution 2023-04.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have resolution 2023-05, resolution of the Mayor and Council of Fettlesburg amending Article 3 of the Fettlesburg Town Charter to reduce the residency duration required to qualify as a candidate for election from 3 years to 1 year, and to change the first meeting of the mayor and council from October to December following an election.
I make a motion that we pass resolution number 2023-05.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have Marina Park Wetlands Project. Town Manager DeRay.
Madam Mayor, members of council, for the benefit of everyone in the audience, I'll read the report into the record. This project is the first phase of several to improve stormwater management at the marina, and by doing so, reduce the nitrogen and phosphorus runoff into Marshy Hope Creek. The project has a firm budget cap of $175,497 funded by DNR through the Chesapeake and Atlantic Bay funds, minus a $500 match from the town. This project does not add to the town's current debt obligation. Sealed bids were due at Town Hall on March 6, 2023 at 2 p.m., at which time the town received bids from two qualified firms. The bids are as follows: Unity Landscape Design Build, $172,974.42. Environmental Quality Resources LLC, $205,435.72. Staff recommends accepting the Unity Landscape bid and ask mayor and council to direct the town attorney to initiate contract discussion with same, pending further discussion, provide direction to staff.
Is there any discussion?
I'll make a motion.
Oh, wait, Lindsay's gonna say something.
I just had one question related to the DNR grant. Is there, I assume it's reimbursement based?
No, this one we actually can get an amount of money up front.
Okay.
And one of the bidders actually did ask for that. They need that money up front to be able to
start
work.
That's what I was asking. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Even better.
All right, now I make a motion we approve the lowest bid of from Unity Landscaping for $172,974.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have the cell tower lease sale, Town Manager Ray.
Madam Mayor, members of council, again, I'll read this into the public record for the benefit of everyone here. The town advertised for qualified firms to purchase the cell tower lease, which would provide the town with a lump sum payment in lieu of the annual rent of $15,165. Sealed bids were due at Town Hall on March 20th, 2023, at 2 p.m., at which time the town received offers from two qualified firms. Offers are as follows: Tower Point, $300,000. Everest Infrastructure Partners, $310,000. Staff recommends accepting the Everest Infrastructure Partners offer and ask Mayor and Council to direct the town attorney to initiate contract discussions with same, pending further discussion, provide direction to staff.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Larry, just one quick question. Say we build another water tower and I don't know, Mint Mobile comes and want to put something up. Do they get that money, or since it's a totally different customer on the new tower, we get that money?
If it's a new tower, if you build a new water tower, this only applies to the tower that's in the industrial park. Not the M&M tower, the tower in the industrial park.
So what if somebody came and wanted an M&M tower? We're free to
start,
do whatever
start
we want.
From scratch, exactly.
Okay.
Or extend the contract. I mean,
or they could offer to buy them.
Correct.
If they wanted, yes.
Correct. Correct.
Any other discussion? Okay, can I have a motion to direct the town attorney to initiate the contract discussion for the cell tower lease?
I'll make a motion we accept the $310,000 offer from Everest Infrastructure Partners to sell these cell tower lease.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Okay, next we have McConnell Property Easement.
Yes, so I had previously sent you a deed in January of 1984. The town granted the McConnell's specific property. I believe it's on the railroad. That deed is subject to three separate restrictions. One is an option to purchase an easement. The second is a termination agreement for another easement area, and the third was a development agreement. It gave the property owner the right to purchase an easement for establishing an entryway. It also gave that property owner the right to purchase the entryway if it were ever established. None of those things have occurred, and none of those three documents were ever actually recorded. So the property owner has asked the town to release those three restrictions from the deed. Again, all three of them really provide the property owner benefits rather than the town.
Okay, so do you need any action from us?
Yes, if you agree to the release, you would need a motion to agree to the release of the three, the option, the termination agreement, and the development agreement related to existing easements.
The easement for the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
That is not where the entrance is now, is it? By terminating that easement, we would not be giving them the right to close that gate off and not let that be a through road anymore?
No, if it's a through road now, then there's already an easement just by use of it because it's been used that way for more than 30 years. But from where I can see, it looks like the easements run, if this is railroad, the easements run here and here.
Yeah.
And there's an easement already existing right next to the area of which they never purchased, that the town still owns. And this gives the property owner the right to purchase that easement, but it never went to fruition.
I don't know. That's way down. It's not in there. No, it wasn't in there? I thought there was enough in there.
It's a separate email.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problems with releasing them all on that.
Where is the entrance on? this is railroad, that's the town parcel. This is.
So that's the hill beside the railroad track. I don't know how that's ours. So that's railroad. That's Caroline. As long as it has nothing to do with Caroline Drive, the rest of it doesn't matter.
It does not. It's on the other side of Caroline. So it's actually on the, see where that black dot is?
Yeah,
it's,
that's the bill. That's the middle
that's the
of the
building.
Building.
Yeah, so it is the property. So it would be between that black line and that dot is what it looks like for me on this plat. These two easements, which were never actually established.
Okay.
And not a real entryway. But I can confirm, I mean, you could agree to the release subject to it not impacting that entryway, and I can pull up the plat and confirm tomorrow.
Yeah, and technically speaking, they've never been recorded, so we don't really have the right to release them anyway, do we?
I can make an argument that they were agreed to and that you can record them now. But again, it gives the property owner the right to purchase it, rather than the town. So you're not relinquishing any options or rights that you... It didn't retain you any rights, it retained the property owner, right?
All right, I'm good.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
No.
Casey, you need a motion to move forward with the...
Yeah, you can approve the release subject to confirming that it doesn't impact the entryway.
Okay.
I will make that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes. Next, we have mayor council action items. Councilman Linder?
The only thing I have is I got approached by a gentleman that's been a resident for many, many years, and he said that he was complaining primarily about how cleanly this the town is, and the lack of, I should say. And he said that, you know, he appreciates public works going around in the spring, the weeds, but then he rides around and sees a bunch of dead weeds just sticking up from the curb. Wanted to know if we could address that. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sewell?
I just have a few dates I'd like to mention. This Wednesday, which is April 5th, we will be turning our water tower blue in acknowledgement of Child Abuse Prevention Month. Wednesday is Wear a Blue Day in acknowledgement of that. And going along with that, the Federalsburg Lions Club and Wind Transport have donated or have purchased pinwheels to plant on Main Street in the Men for Change Garden. The pinwheels are part of the CASA's initiative to bring attention to child abuse prevention. Anyone who would like to help is welcome to come. 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, we'll be planting pinwheels in the garden there. And please, as you go by, take a moment and appreciate them. And then at the end of the month, Friday, April 28th, the Lions Club is starting up their sandwich sales again. And this year, we're going to try to do them up at Chambers Park. So this sandwich sale will not be at the Fire Hall as they have been. It'll be at the Lions Club building in Chambers Park. So we invite you to come out and appreciate or enjoy lunch.
Thank you. Councilman Phillips?
My yearly plea, Saturday, June 3rd, is the Soapbox Derby. If anybody has a grandkid, kid, owns a business and want to donate a car, owns a church, not owns a church, pastor at a church and wants to put a kid in, email me, call me. I'll be glad to get you in the car. Come visit us when we do have the race. We have cars cut out that adults can get in and go down the hill. It's a great time. Been doing it for 20 years, I think, this go round. So, and that's anybody on the whole shore, can any kid, their local would be here in Federalsburg from Wilmington down to Virginia Line, I believe. So, You can reach me on town email, talk to me after this. I'll give you a cell phone number to call me, and we would love to have whatever kids we can get. Thank you.
Thank you. Council Wallaby?
We know over the weekend, not too far from here, the Bridgeville, Ellendale, Greenwood area had tornado go through. It's just a little too close when you think about it. And so it makes you really stop and think about what matters. And so just keeping those communities in prayer as they continue to filter and rebuild. It sounds like there's a lot of support that's coming around and this, that, and the other. When you think about just how the crow flies, that's really close to where we sit. And, you know, that's, it just recenters you when you think about that. And other than that,
that's scary.
You said we brought God with us.
Yeah.
We
totally did.
But I know we'll have some events coming up at the end of this week with the crosswalk and things like that. So please be mindful of that. And happy Easter, everyone.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. All right, I have a few things. On April 26th, the community conversations will be here in Federalsburg. It will be happening up at the Lions Club at the Activity Center up there. If you have not been to one yet, they've been really well attended in Federalsburg, and the reason they are, that is a full county on the entire county there. And they are providing dinner. You can sign up online. It'll be posted, and you can sign up to register to get dinner there as well. The reason they were having it here is because out of all of the meetings they've had, the ones for Federalsburg have had the most attendance. And they actually had one Friday night, and Councilwoman Sewell and I attended, and there was a lot of people there. It was really good. They had a lot of young engagement, so it was nice. May 4th is the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. We are combining it this year with the National Day of Prayer. So we will be holding that at Union United Methodist Church. That event, the details are posted online as well. Friday, we will be receiving a visitor from Secretary Day. The Secretary of Housing and Community Development will be here in town. We are doing a tour with him to try to get some grant money. So we are showing him around, but spending Friday with him in the afternoon. So if you see us out and about, walk in, say hi. On Saturday, May 20th, is our big bicentennial event. That'll be happening downtown. We are, the Bicentennial Committee is in the throes of scheduling music, vendors. There will be free rides for the kids all afternoon. There's a poker run on the river, so it will be a full day of activities and a parade and fireworks all happening that day. So we're finishing up the timeline that will be posted, hopefully within the next week, of the schedule for that day. I think that's all I have. Nobody else has anything else? I will take a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Oh, Kim. TFW have fish fry.
Yeah.
Yes. TFW fish fry is this Friday. What time? 5:30.
5:30.
You want to get a seat? Get there and get in line.
Got that? No. Get there a little bit after that because the line is at the door.
That's true. I stood in line. It's a very good meal. $15.
$15 and it's
all you can eat.
All you can eat.